Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Now, Jade, you and I have a very big announcement to make.
Yeah.
Given that today is National Harmony Day.
Yeah.
We thought it would be time to let our strokers know, our fans, our strokers know that, you know, Jade and I are indeed an interracial couple.
Yes, Dave.
Might come as a surprise because we're on radio and you can't really tell sometimes.
I'm sure there's people falling off chairs everywhere now.
You know, out of, you know, shock and horror, yeah, not knowing this big secret.
You know, Mama Lim took it really hard in the beginning, didn't she, Dave?
She was, you know, at first she was like, I can't believe you're seeing a white woman. But 5 years into our relationship, Jade, I think you and I are doing okay.
Yeah, you know, we got all of the cultural issues.
Yeah, you know, at first it was a bit tough because I obviously love very spicy food and you're not so fond.
I'll have
of
some
it.
Salt and pepper occasionally.
Yeah. It's about as seasonal and as spicy.
Light
as
on
get.
The pepper, so.
So, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, the reason why the show was even called Different Strokes to start off with is because we're different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joy of Different Strokes. It's camp and geek collides, and you know, we can't help it that sometimes a little bit of our cultural backgrounds do come into collision, yeah, as well.
Particularly when you claim to not have heard of things. It's always blamed on you living in Malaysia, not on, you know.
Of course. Always.
Not on any kind of ignorance or like lack of understanding of anything that doesn't happen in pop music.
But you know, as my partner in crime, you're ever so forgiving.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I never hold a grudge.
Never hold a grudge for me, like not knowing. What's the name of that band that you really like? It's some sort of, it's an old band. There's an old
Hunters and Collectors.
Yes. Me not knowing any Hunters and Collectors songs.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hold that against
Look,
me.
Dave, they're such a part of the fabric of Australia. I just would have thought, you know, in the, for the sake of harmony, perhaps you would have learnt who they were.
At least for today. You know, at least get their name right.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Now, Jade, speaking of love, I'm not sensing a lot of love from you for this app.
Yeah, Dave, the app is called Highlight, and I've been reading a lot about new social networks, up-and-coming social network sites that are coming out, and all of them seem to be based primarily around geolocation, you know, that kind of socializing based around where you are and what your, yeah, location is.
I mean, even Facebook's jumped on board, you know, with checking in.
Yeah,
and
you've
that.
Got the check-in and you can get those notifications now where if someone is near you, it'll say, you know, you get the notification that says, you know, your friend blah, blah, blah is doing the, you know, just checked in here.
Frankly, I do not care.
Yeah, I have turned those things off, but I don't, you know, I don't care to know. If I'm not with you, I you know, I'm sorry,
don't
friend.
Tell me you're having a good time, yeah, somewhere else when I'm at work.
Yeah, exactly. So But so Highlight is one of these geolocation apps that has just come out. It's in, still in beta testing. Dave, basically, it's the next step between something like Foursquare or checking in, where you sign in using your Facebook account, and from there it uses your location and gets all your interests. And if you've got friend Facebook friends who are on Highlight, it will tell you when they're near you or whatever. But if you don't, it'll start like making recommendations about who was near you recently, what they're interested in. And that's where it gets creepy.
Okay, hold on a second. So you're telling me that I'm going to see strangers show up on the app.
Yes, Dave.
Telling me that so-and-so is nearby when I don't even care to know for their business.
And as you can see, none of my friends are currently on Highlight, but I have plenty of people that I'm getting notifications of who, you know, apparently have one or two things in common with me, now I assume based on my Facebook profile.
Yeah, now let's not get it twisted. It's not like Grindr where, you know, you're kind of finding who's near you. The primary purpose of Highlight is, you know, to tell you where's good around you. So, like, if you're looking for a restaurant or a cafe or something like that, perhaps.
But they're also doing Highlight is also about how can you find people with similar interests to you who are in a similar location. So how do you, like, what? So what? This is what I don't understand how it works, because, you know, obviously this is probably the introvert, the socially awkward person coming out. Okay, so I see someone on Highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got similar interests to me. What am I doing next? Am I going to go stalk them? am I going to run down to the coffee shop they're at and go, oh, hey, I saw you're on Highlight. We've got some similar interests. Let's have a chat.
Jade, is there a chat capacity on here?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet because I'm too scared to use it.
You don't want to be hitting up, you know, Ben, yeah, who was at the coffee shop you were just at 15 minutes ago and go, hey.
Yeah, it just feels weird, don't you think?
Jade, I've heard so many good things about this app that, you know, I personally haven't checked it out because I'm kind of like, you know what? It's an app. I feel like Jade should do her foray into there and I'll trust her judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand how you feel about this because, you know, it is a bit strange when you don't have any friends that are on Highlight. You end up seeing strangers on.
I feel like, you know, I guess it depends. If you've got a lot of friends on Facebook who are also using Highlight, this might be for you. I'm very selective with the people that I have on Facebook. I'm even more selective in terms of who I want to, you know, connect with outside of that.
Now, Jade,
that's it. It, you know, I think if you are into that full-on social situation, then maybe it's for you. But it just wasn't for me.
How is it in terms of, you know, helping you decide where to go and all that? Because I feel like that's its primary purpose.
Well, but that doesn't come through to me, Dave, because I just found it really confusing.
So,
like,
if you
having
want to look
these
for
random people come up and tell me, oh, they would, it just tells me their location. It's not giving me anything other than, it's saying this person was near you at this time. It's not saying anything about what they're, you know, what a good place is to go or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I would have used it to go, okay, well, where is a good cafe? And, you know, maybe judge by how many people have been
in
that cafe.
And there are apps that were also released because, you know, all of these geeky apps are being promoted at the moment because South by Southwest was on just last week, which is like a big, initially it was just music, but now it's got all this whole geek factor going on and there's a lot of online stuff happening. It happens in Austin, Texas every year. So it basically turns into these big forums. You know, people like, you know, the Shins were there launching their album this week, but also there's people, you know, from social networks and stuff promoting their album. Friends of Different Strokes, Box Cutters were over there doing a podcast show. Like, there's, it's kind of got this
hipster,
well, hipster, geeky, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, and there were some that were a bit more, seemed to me, Dave, to be a bit more focused on finding things that might be relevant to you rather than people. I feel like this is more about people, and that's why I find it creepy, because I'm sure someone will like it. And also, Dave, just, like, you know, just to get petty about it, their logo just makes it so dizzy.
You are going to town on this.
It just makes me feel dizzy.
You are going to town on this. Okay, Jade hates Highlight. Okay, that's the real tea. That's the end of the story. It's not for her.
If you,
User of Highlight, let us know if you're using this app.
Yeah, you can text us 0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. I'm more than willing to be proven wrong, but it's just not for me. And I just honestly can't wait to delete it off my phone.
This is the most scathing review I've ever heard of an app coming from your lips.
You say that it's about pop artist, booth character.
Pop artist, booth character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to strummy la la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, as I mentioned at the start of the show, The Shins have just released their fourth album. It's their fourth album, been together 11 years. Mm. Incredibly slow. But in their defense, James Mercer, who is the lead man, effectively he is The Shins. It is a bit like Dashboard Confessional where it's like, you know, one man, but, you know, there are other people in the band.
So, yeah, to put it in the context of pop music, which is, you know, the side of the fence I sit on.
Pussycat Dolls.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is the Pussycat Dolls, except with less garter belts and fake lashes.
Though one of the band members was pretty involved in making this album.
I thought you were going to say one of the band members is pretty fond of garter belts and false lashes.
No. but, you know, in the meantime, you know, James Mercer was off and he worked with Danger Mouse. You probably would have heard Broken Bells album. I think that was 2 years ago now. But it was kind of interesting, Dave, in, you know, they'd released Wincing the Night Away 5 years ago. And that was around the time, remember they were in that film Garden State. They were starting to get played a lot.
Wow.
TV. And it was kind of at that time where they kind of looked like they might end up like Death Cab for Cutie, for example. Death Cab for Cutie got really, I guess, mainstream. You call it mainstream in quotes, not, you know, mainstream, off the back of being mentioned a lot on The OC. So it was kind of like they were in that borderline bubble of becoming that type of band. They released Wincing the Night Away and then kind of, you know, they all went off and did their own thing. But now they're back. And it was funny reading, Pitchfork, Dave, which, you know, you probably know as the peeps who do all thing indie music in like a way that's so disdainful for anything that is relatively popular at all.
Oh, yeah. You know, the only pop act they probably like is Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Well, Lana Del Rey is probably sold out, Dave. So, you know.
Pitchfork don't want to know them anymore.
Yeah, because they specifically mentioned in their album review of this album, Port of Morrow, it's, you know, they were kind of on the brink of selling out. So, you know, luckily they've gone back to their roots here and they've gone all indie again. Like, you know.
So Pitchfork is the type of people that, you know, don't want to see you go mainstream.
Yeah.
Want to see you stay true to your roots. But I think that, you know, for a band that's been around for 11 years and for the lead artist and the main artist to have gone off and experimented with other things, you can't expect them to be holding on to the same sound for, God, 11 years?
Yeah. And it is, when you listen to this album, it won't disappoint fans of The Shins. Funnily enough, that the Pitchfork people are saying it's one of the best albums they've released in 2012 so far. So it's quite interesting to hear that. But it's great indie, wistful pop rock.
Now, I read a review that said that this is their most polished album to date.
It is. And it's definitely not as, I want to say, hooky in terms of their songs. It's got a bit more depth to it. It is very raw still. It's got, you know, it's kind of got that lo-fi feel to it, even though there's a lot going on and you can tell there's a lot going on and a lot of work has actually gone into the album. It is getting really good reviews. It's only been out a couple of days, Dave, so it's, you know, it's very, very new. I've got some tracks that I think are worth a listen. You might have heard, we played Simple Song a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was the first single off the album. Really enjoy that one. For a Fool is also a good one. No Way Down, which I'm about to play. There's a song called Fall of 82 for those who are fans of, like, you know, those kind of looking back on old yesteryear type.
Oh, you know, thank God it's 82 and not anywhere further back.
Yeah, and Port of Morrow, the title track, is also a good one. The second single is due to be released very soon, and it's going to be called It's Only Life.
This is the first time in a Different Strokes review coming from Jade's lips where she's actually mentioned a forthcoming single.
Yes, and you know why? I know, because I was reading about South by Southwest.
Jade,
like, and it was mentioned.
I was just thinking to myself, since when did Jade, you know, with all her indie musicness, cared for singles? Because singles is something like, you know, it's something pop artists do. It's something pop artists campaign around. So I don't feel like any artists,
you know,
really do.
I'm sure maybe having a single release is, you know, a bit too mainstream for the people at Pitchfork.
We are reading Pitchfork.
I enjoy their website thoroughly, but it is kind of funny to read people who are so disdainful of, you know, anything that's relatively
really
popular.
Yeah, I find it so unhealthy to have that kind of relationship to music where you just can't stand success or you just can't stand.
Well, I think it's interesting, Dave, I know we're going off topic now, but it's so interesting in the context of like where we come from as a show, because we, you know, I have very little interest in finding out more about pop music, but I don't sit there and bag it front of you, because, you know, obviously I can respect where you're coming from and you know what you're talking about, and, you know, vice versa. So it's, you don't have to be disdainful of something just because you don't like it or you don't get it. It's not, you know, just because it's not your thing, it doesn't mean you have to be. There you go, another Harmony Day message supported by Jade and Dave of Different Strokes.
Here I am, you know, bowing down at the pulpit and just going, preach, Jade, just preach.
Culture, the attitudes and behavior characteristic of a particular social group. Welcome to Different Strokes Culture.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you're going to talk about brand pages.
Yes, Facebook brand pages. How are things getting revolutionized in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I feel like when Facebook first started, obviously it was very user-centric. And then as, you know, the social networking site got bigger and bigger, businesses started jumping on board. Obviously, nowadays we know, you know, most celebrities have their Facebook page and it's set up in a very public way as well. And I feel like recent changes to Facebook have kind of made it easier for these celebrities and these businesses and these brands to make it work and make it happen.
It's interesting because, I mean, what you're talking about is the release of Timeline. So they've started, you know, obviously they started, Facebook had released Timeline for profile pages, but now they're starting to do it for brand pages now too. And it's been interesting to go through and see how brands are actually using it, because you can trace, it's almost humanizing brands in a way.
It is humanizing. And I think this is everything a business and everything a brand really want to use. So I feel like Facebook's really giving more to these businesses, you know, to drive more traffic perhaps, because they understand that it is important. Now, the whole point of why I'm even looking at this is, here we go, pop music, connection. Madonna it was just announced recently. Madonna is doing her first live Facebook chat.
Yep.
And it will be streaming on her Facebook page in Australia here on Sunday, 25th of March at about 10 a.m. And this is a whole new experience for the Queen of Pop. I mean, she's never done anything like this before.
Does she even know how to use Facebook?
Is she of that
generation?
Does it matter that she knows? She's got minions who know how to do it. That's all that matters. So she'll be doing an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and you know, it'll be an interactive experience. Fans get to ask questions and things like that. And apparently, Jade, this is going to be the only promo interview that Madonna will be doing for the new album MDNA. So she must, or her team must, feel like it's obviously of some sort of significance that, you know, oh gee, we can just get her on Facebook and that should be a big enough reach.
It's kind of, I mean, there are a lot of people on Facebook, Dave. Like, it's, you know, it's a pretty big country. And I think I've seen a stat about where it sits in terms of the size of countries, and it's getting up there. It's, you know, hundreds of millions of people on Facebook.
Are on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, Madonna has a lot of fans. So it would make sense if she were to do one interview, let it happen on Facebook. And I'm kind of glad that this is happening in a way, because it's really the way to go, I feel. Like, I don't know of any other businesses who are going to get a live streaming chat function like Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
I know you and I certainly won't get that on our private pages.
Are you sure?
Here am I, you know, setting up my own live chat interview with one person watching. But hey, Madonna can do it. And, you know, maybe it's not so far off in the future that Facebook would give that function, because Google Plus is doing that kind of stuff.
It has been rumored for a long time, Dave. And I believe that Facebook has bought something of Skype, so they can start doing what, you know, because Google Plus came out and started saying, oh, one of the big things for us is we can put people into circles, so you can post to just little groups rather than to everyone. You can pick what content goes to who. And the other thing was, you know, obviously the video chat, the hangout thing that's happening. You know, of course, then Facebook is going to figure out how
that's
they can do it.
Yeah, that's the next step for Facebook. And just because, you know, this is a culture segment, I'm aware that we're not, you know, getting too online and technical. I think it's just a really good space for brands,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to kind of get into that space. And like you said before about humanizing it,
mm-hmm.
When I went to Madonna's Facebook page, what was really interesting is that, and we all know Facebook started in 2004, but her timeline dates back to the 80s.
Yeah. Dave,
is so great.
I've got some better ones for you.
Better than Madonna?
Yes.
Okay, you're talking to the wrong queen.
These are brands. I was checking out a couple. Coca-Cola has their brand page going back to 1886 when they were founded.
1886?
Yeah.
I reckon Madonna could have done that too, but you know.
Yes, she didn't want to take it that far. The US military has started doing, using timeline as well to like, you know, they've put up all of these historical photos. I was showing you one earlier of Ford, who generally speaking were the first people to put out mass-produced cars. They had put in historical photos of their different cars. Mm. So it's interesting to see how people are, you know, I find it interesting in terms of the way that brands are trying to humanize themselves.
Yeah. Give a bit of history.
Given that Facebook is, you know, I'd be really interested, as because obviously I work in online, so I spend a lot of time, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, use online for in a professional setting. But it'd be interesting as a person, you know, who doesn't have that, to understand if you are, you know, following someone like a Ford or the US military, and if you've liked them, are you actually paying attention to them? Are you actually, you know, how do you interact with that person?
I think it's good, though. I think it's good that, you know, that capacity is there for you to, even if you don't interact with a brand, you might have an interest in it. I mean, Facebook did bring on the subscribe function last year. So really, any one of us could have a public page and don't necessarily have to, you know, be interacting with friends. People can subscribe to it. So maybe you don't need to have a direct interaction with those brands.
Yeah.
You could just have an interest in it and, you know, like those pages and, you know, get these bits of update in your newsfeed, because I feel like my Facebook newsfeed now is literally like a newsfeed. You know, I'm following different blogs and they get their newsfeed pumped in there. So there'll be status updates from my friends, but more than ever nowadays, I'm getting blog feeds come through my Facebook.
And that's where it's becoming a bit more like Twitter, because, you know, Twitter, you know, and I think we've talked about this a lot, I use Twitter primarily to get news and information, because I'm following people who have similar interests to me. So they're tweeting about things that I'm interested in, and that's how I'll get my information. And I think, you know, that brand page, you know, those thing, you know, things like NASA is probably a good example for me. You know, they're posting new blog posts or, you know, whatever their latest mission is.
That is pretty cool, because, you know, normally for an organization at NASA, you do a media release. I'm sure they're still doing media releases, but, you know, things like that will go through the press, it'll get picked up by the news channels, and it'll get filtered down to us, members of the public. But now, you can just get it from them.
But have you noticed too, Dave, like the mainstream media now is picking up on, you know, the use of brands using the, you know, social media and then, you know, nitpicking what happens. Like there's been a couple examples recently, and I think Coke in Australia was one of them, where, you know, they've had like social media gone wrong things. And Qantas on Twitter is probably a good example. The luxury Qantas or whatever it was called.
Very interesting, because a lot of organizations don't really know what to do with Twitter and Facebook. But that is a whole different sermon altogether. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. We're a media pop culture show, so you can expect these kind of rants every now and then.
And also, you can also expect regular segments in the culture nature, just so we can hear.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Got a text from PA saying, you two crack me up.
Yeah.
I know, because, we're really funny, aren't we, Jade?
Totally funny, Dave.
Coming soon to the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Not.
That would be really awkward because I can't actually, I would get stage fright.
Yeah.
And then it would just be a Dave show.
And then I'll have to do all the talking to compensate. And you know what happens when I have to do all the talking? We go to crap chat zone. Crap chat zone is not a zone you want to go to or validate your ticket
Unless, Dave, we could build some sort of studio, right? The audience could kind of sit outside the studio.
Really all about inviting your audience into your world. keep us boxed in and you just watch from the glass panels.
But you can't clap or, laugh or anything because then I'll know you're there.
Look, let's just have one of those one-way mirror, one-way glass things so they can see us, but, we
can't
tell.
See them.
So basically, it would be just us doing radio.
We can just stick to what we do
to our night job. if you want to catch up with us during the week, you can.
Yeah, we've got our website, which is differentstrokesonline.com. There you will find our podcast and our blog. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio. Already on timeline, Dave. Already on timeline.
I know. We were so quick to jump on timeline. We're not like Madonna. We haven't backdated our show.
We probably need to go through Different Strokes history every photo shoot that we have every single year,
All those horrible tore up photos.
Yeah.
Let's just put it on Facebook. It's a bit of archive.
They're probably somewhere on the internet already anyway.
Yeah.
And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.